Chapter 5. The Return of the Element of Power. Many weeks passed, and news of Solon's disappearance had spread across the kingdom. Kallus was walking alone through the gardens where she had last seen her beloved father, when five elemental sprites emerged from the undergrowth, carrying a baby. Thena, upon hearing Kallus's startled cries, rushed to the scene and realized that the sprites were what remained of Solon's elemental warriors. Knowing now that something terrible must have happened, she found the element of power clutched within the infant's hands and felt in her heart that fate had somehow brought this child to them. Without the Whatnot book, the elemental sprites were vulnerable, so Thena chose to safeguard three of them herself, along with the element of power. She then gave one sprite to her younger brother Halas and one to her older brother Yeros. The mystic had been watching events from her dingy little hut. Emerging, she addressed the queen.
My dear queen, I know, for whatever his reasons, the king had lost all confidence in my counsel. But do trust me on this. I have heard rumor amongst the goblins that it was the Troll Lords who murdered Solon. And it is they who now hold the Whatnot.
Hearing this remarkable news, the queen ordered her armies to capture the Troll Lords and retrieve the Whatnot book. This they did. As punishment, the lords were to be cast into the Shadow Realm, the timeless land of the undead, where souls were left to languish for all eternity. Thena was still unaware, however, that the Troll Lords retained the five elemental sprites they'd captured on the night of Solon's death. Unwittingly, she had condemned the elemental sprites to the same fate. Thena praised the mystic for her efforts in exposing the Troll Lords and was restored once again to a position of trust within the kingdom. As for the baby that had carried the rarest of all gems that was the element of power, Thena named her Cameo and decided to raise her as a child of Solon. Kallus, of course, knew this new arrival was not her real sister, but was instructed by her mother to never reveal Cameo's origins. With the mystic back in favor, the Troll King turned to stone, and the element of power and the Whatnot book back in the possession of the royal family, order and harmony returned to the land. Cameo and Kallus grew up together in a time of peace. The now defunct Whatnot book was given to an elderly and pompous old wizard named Ortho to repair. Unfortunately, the damage was so great that he was forced to place himself within the book to restore its magical powers. This would at least allow the one who held the element of power the ability to control the few elemental warriors the book contained. As the two sisters grew up, Cameo began to outshine Kallus in every area: elfin flying sports, book study, popularity. Wherever Kallus failed, Cameo succeeded. Gradually and inevitably, Kallus's jealousy towards her adopted sister began to grow and fester.